It is easy to feel lonely in these times. Many of us are missing opportunities to spend time with friends, family, or coworkers who might otherwise lift our spirits. But as WBUR's Angus Chen reports, for people who experience anxiety, depression, and other mental health conditions, the strain of this isolation is especially difficult.
The only person Lisa Charland has really seen for months now has been her husband. And even then, they don't spend time together like they usually would before COVID-19.
Yeah, we actually were using separate bathrooms. My area has mostly been like the upstairs, and he's been mainly downstairs.
These measures might sound extreme, but Charland was working at a grocery store in Billerica when the coronavirus pandemic began. She and her husband kept their distance at home to reduce the risk that she might infect him if she got sick at work. And she worried that she might get the virus from him too.
He had like passed me in the kitchen and I just kind of snapped at him and I didn't mean to, but I think this situation is just causing so much stress and anxiety.
Charland suffers from anxiety and bipolar disorder. Before any of this started, Charland says a regular routine of going to work and seeing friends and family helped her stay positive and keep her anxiety in control. The coronavirus pandemic blew all of that up. Her fears of getting sick intensified so much as time went on that she had to quit her job, and she didn't resume normal contact with her husband even after she stopped working. As the weeks drag on, it's been more and more difficult for her to manage symptoms.
I think the isolation is kind of getting to me now. It's easy for me to get into my own head if I'm isolated and if I'm not talking with people or whatever. I sort of spiral.
It's not that she hasn't been talking to her friends over video calls or social media. She has.
It's just not really the same. Like, I mean, we can't see them really in person right now.
And lately, that's been slowing down too. As she sinks deeper into a depression, Charland hasn't been reaching out like she did at the start of the pandemic.
I haven't been engaging with my friends as much because I'm like, oh, like, I feel so negative today. I don't want to burden them with my negativity. Or like, you know, maybe they're tired of me, like, being negative all the time.
Many people who struggle with mental health conditions are finding it more and more difficult to cope with their symptoms during the pandemic. Jen Douglas is a clinical psychologist at Stanford University.
I've had clients who've struggled with trauma and have been doing great work, and then this COVID pandemic sent this massive curveball. It's the majority of the folks who I see as clients and as patients who have experienced an increase in mental health symptoms from this.
That's likely in part due to the added stress of living during a pandemic and all the health and economic uncertainties that go along with that, as well as the daily disruption to our lives. Lindsay Henderson is the director of clinical services at Boston teletherapy company Amwell Health.
A lot of our mental wellness depends on social connection, physical activity, events and work that bring meaning to us. And those are all things that a lot of us are losing right now.
Massachusetts has a 24-hour hotline for people seeking mental health assistance, and the National Disaster Distress Hotline says calls there increased more than 300% in the month of March alone. Studies have looked at the effect of quarantines during the SARS epidemic. Henderson says they found that people experienced a sense of isolation and later post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, and anxiety.
Some of these symptoms can actually be fairly long-lasting after the quarantine is lifted. So, you know, it's not just sort of getting through the day-to-day stuff.
There are ways to try to stay positive and healthy through periods of isolation, Henderson says. The first thing is just to be kind to ourselves.
And be accepting of what we can and cannot do at this time and let go of any sort of pressure on ourselves to be perfect.
New routines and activities that can be practiced with social distancing are good too, says Stanford's Jen Douglas.
So whether it's getting outside and going for a run, whether it's texting your old roommate from college, whether it's opening up to your partner after your kids go to sleep, having a space to process and be honest about the feelings that we are having during this event is one of the most healing things that we can do.
And she says it's a good thing that mental health is on our minds right now. She says the pandemic has made us think more about how we take care of one another and ourselves. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Angus Chen.